Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, a space where the healing, liberation, and well-being of Black women is centered and prioritized. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I am not only the host of the show, I'm also the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, as well as a self-care advocate. Here, I share tips, thoughts, and conversations that are cultivated to pour into your self-care cup. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Happy Monday. This is Bree. I am the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, and of course, I am the host of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I'm also a self-care coach that has been dubbed the self-care auntie by a few folks in the community, so I'm going to go ahead and start rolling with that. I'll accept that. I'll accept it. I'm so glad that you're here. If this is your first time listening in to the podcast, welcome. This is an amazing community of dope Black women, Black queens that are just getting to where the luxury, healing, finances, better relationships, better boundaries, better health, like we getting longer hair. We getting to where all of it resides, okay? Because we are prioritizing ourselves unapologetically. And I'm so glad to be in this journey, or on this journey, I should say, with you. So if this is your first time again, welcome, welcome. I'm glad that you're here. So today I've got a really quick episode for you. Usually I can go on and on, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to keep it cute. I'm going to keep it short, which is hard for me, as you know, because I love to gab. I love to talk. But what I wanted to do was just drop a, I guess, a love bomb in your spirit. A little love for you today on this Monday, because I know that Mondays are hard. And I know this because for me, Mondays were the worst days of my life. Having to get up and go into a place where I'll just say it just wasn't for me. I don't want to get into all the rigmarole. That'll make this podcast episode longer. But it got to the point where I would just sit in the parking lot and I would just cry. Not every single Monday, but yeah, I cried in my car quite a bit. And is it any wonder that there are likely millions of people on Mondays that feel the exact same way? Like they feel like Mondays just freaking suck. I can tell you that Mondays don't suck. It's not the day. It's not the day. It's what happens on Mondays. Does that make sense? So I just wanted to send you a note, or a podcast technically, of encouragement, you know, heart to heart. And just let you know that whatever it is that you're experiencing right now is not your forever. I know that it probably feels like it is. Like if I could go back in time and tell the Bree of the past what I'm telling you now, if I could have a conversation with old Bree, I would sit her down and say, you know, I know that you're going through a lot right now. And I know that life feels so incredibly hard and impossible. I know it feels like it seems like you're in a hole. And it just, instead of being able to get out of this hole, it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. I know. But I promise you that it does get better, and that you will not always be in this space. You will not always be in this position that you are in. Change is a constant in life. And even though it doesn't feel like it necessarily right now, you won't be in this job forever. You won't be doing this job. Oh my God. I used to just hate it so much. The repetition of just, that was one of the things, not all of it, as far as like what I had control of. It was just like the repetition of it all. And it was just a lot. And you're probably feeling the same way. Maybe it's your coworkers that you don't really vibe with. Maybe your boss is not the nicest person. Maybe the work that you're doing right now is just so strenuous on physically and spiritually, you know, that it's just tough. It's hard work. It's backbreaking, you know. Maybe it's that you're not being paid what you are worth. And so you're living check to check. But right now you can't quite find something that makes more sense. Maybe it's that you want to start your own business. Like you are just like, God rest her soul, Cece, I don't know her last name, the six-figure chick, would say that she's unemployable. She's unemployable. Maybe you want to do your own thing, because you just are not about this 9-to-5 life. You want out of the rat race. You just want to be able to create the kind of life that you want to create. And you just don't feel like you can do it right now at the job that you're in. Maybe you want to work from home and your job won't allow you to do that. So you just want to find something that you can work from home. You know, you don't want to go back out in them streets. It could be a variety of things that you want to do or have that, you know, something different. But right now it just doesn't seem like it's ever going to change. It doesn't feel possible. It doesn't feel like you're able to get ahead. And I know what that feels like, because that was me a few years ago. I know what that's like. It is soul crushing. It is so crushing to go into a place where you just, like for me, my soul crush was, there were times when I felt invisible. There were times where I felt misunderstood. There were times where I felt disrespected. There were times that I felt angry. There were times where I felt backed into a corner. There was just a lot going on. And I remember those days so well. And I just remember thinking, for a while anyway, like, this is never going to change. This is my life. This is never going to change. And this is miserable. This is miserable. And I don't want to live like this. I remember those days. I really do. And so today, I just want to tell you, sis, that this is not your forever. This is not your forever. And I promise you that God has so much more in store for you. He does. You are not created to have a miserable existence. You are not created to do something that doesn't, you know, satisfy your spirit. Bring joy into your life. Like, I just refuse to believe that God created me just to have a miserable existence. This is not permanent, sis. I promise you, it's not. Who showed you that it was okay to aim high and go for your dreams while also just being yourself? For me, it was radio host Big Boy, Oprah, and KTLA news reporter Gail Anderson. In part, these people are the reason why this podcast specifically exists. This is the power of Black representation in media. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is more than a podcast. It's a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where every voice is as distinct and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In this collection, you'll find stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. Each episode, a living account of what it means to be Black today. From the intricate narratives of The Wire to the wisdom of Michelle Obama and the urgent call for reparations, Black Stories, Black Truths really is the truth. Space wasn't always made for our perspective, so NPR's new collection is necessary as it celebrates the richness of the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Feeling more grounded and relaxed is Black girl peace for me. And so I really need that while doing things like tackling my to-do list or even braving this crazy LA traffic. If you know, you know. So something that helps me tap in is Recess Mood. It's a delicious sparkling water made to enhance your relaxation time and mood without any alcohol involved. So what you will get instead is real fruit, mood lifting magnesium, and stress balancing adaptogens. And again, no alcohol plus no added sugar. So I've tried all the flavors and I really, really like strawberry rose. It's like a little burst of peace in the middle of chaos because, again, for real, navigating this Cali traffic is insane. Now, Recess Mood is not only my go-to for staying balanced while on the go, but it's also good for chilling at home too. It's like having a little slice of relaxation right in the palm of your hand. So next time you need a little pick-me-up without the alcohol, without the hangover, give Recess Mood a shot. It's been a fantastic addition to my routine. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/self-care and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. So while you're waiting for your next, continue feeding your spirit. Continue sitting before God and just asking Him, Lord, what would you have me do next? Continue, you know, doing your best, of course, at work and learning new skills and reading all the books you can and sharpening your skills and, you know, doing those kind of things, because I promise you those things, like some of these things that you're doing now, you're going to be able to take that with you into your next. It's not a waste of time. Even though it feels hard and rough and impossible to be there, you know, every week, every day, I get that. But the things that you're doing and learning right now, parts of that you are going to be able to take with you into your next season and onto that, in, you know, that next level. It's definitely not a waste of time. But I just wanted to, again, just let you know, sister to sister, woman to woman, like, I know what that's like. I really do. And it's not your forever. You are not stuck there. There are going to be some changes and shifts happening in your life that are going to propel you into your next. And when that happens, I just want to make sure that you are ready. It could happen. I mean, God can change things overnight, obviously. I mean, we know this. But we don't know when these changes are going to take place. But while you're in this space and you're waiting, just find ways to continue sparking joy in your life. Continue doing your morning self-care routine. You know, maybe it's getting up a little earlier and drinking your coffee and doing some journaling, listening to music, spending time in prayer.
you know, getting yourself all ready and pretty and everything, if that makes you feel good, like having a good breakfast, just doing those things that nurture and pour into your spirit, because those are the things, as well as, I'm gonna keep it real, putting on the full armor of God. Let's not forget that, because all of these things are going to help you and to nurture your spirit, because once you get into that office, you're going to need all that you can have to just to help you mentally stay in a good place while you wait. So now more than ever, self-care is super important for you. Must be done. You must be prioritized. You deserve to be prioritized, and you must be prioritized. You must take care of yourself right now while you are in this season of waiting. But again, the last thing that I want to say is that where you are right now, I can guarantee you this is not your forever. This is not permanent. You are not stuck. That new season is going to be opening up to you. And you are worthy of it. You are deserving of it. You are going to have it. It's going to be a blessing in your life. Because God wants the best for his children. God wants the best for you. May not feel like it right now. And you're just like, girl, Mondays are terrible. I get it. But I promise you, God definitely wants the best for you. And he has the best in store for you and the best in mind for you. And where you are right now is not your forever place. So that's all I really wanted to say, because I know how hard Mondays can be. I know how soul-sucking it can be to go into a place where you just are like, I hate this. I hate everything about this place. I get it. I really, really do. But my advice is for you just to continue prioritizing yourself. Continue kicking in that self-care. Okay? And no matter what happens in the office, I want you to remember, or your 9-to-5, because I know that not everyone works in an office, but no matter what happens on the job, no matter what happens in the office, I want you to remember your worth. Remember how brilliant you are. Remember how blessed you are. Remember how intelligent you are. Remember how just amazing and dope you are. And even if someone tries to get up in that space and tear you down, or things are not going your way, I want you to remember that your self-care auntie said that you are freaking amazing. And you are beyond worthy. You are beyond worthy. And the things that you deserve, they are on their way to you. I promise you that. So just, you know, like Dory said in Finding Nemo, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, sis. You got this. I know that you do. And if you need to pause, take a break, use vacation time, use sick time to take care of yourself, prioritize your mental health, your peace, do that. Do that. Don't you roll over no vacation time. Unless you got plans to go on a trip somewhere, don't you roll over no sick time or vacation time. By the end of this year, all your sick time should be used up. Those are mental health days, okay? Those are mental health days. You use them. You use that time. That is your time. That is your time, okay? So hang in there, sis. Just know that I'm rooting for you. I'm praying for you. I'm cheering you on, even though you can't see me or hear me except for on the podcast or sometimes on social media. But I'm rooting for you. And I'm excited to see you bloom into this new season. Things that bloom are never stuck. You hear me? Things that bloom are never stuck. And you're not stuck. All right, so that's all that I have for you. I just wanted to send over a really quick note of encouragement, because again, I know that Mondays can be tough. I know that. And so I just wanted to be in your ear with some love and support and you know, just being your cheerleader. I got your back. I wanted to let you know that. I do. I got your back. Okay? So that's all that I have for today. Super short episode. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed Monday. Just know again that I'm rooting for you and I'm praying for you and I'm cheering you on behind the scenes, okay? As you continue elevating and evolving into your next. And I will see you on the next episode. And as always, remember to pray, breathe, and remember that all is well. I'll talk to you soon.